Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here. It's Sunday morning. What's going on? 2022 is getting closer and closer, and that's going to decide which way America goes forward. With us today is Rona McDaniel, and she's been chairwoman of the Republican National Committee since 2017, and I'm glad to have her this morning to give us an update. Good morning, Rona. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
There's so many things going on, and the first thing in everybody's mind about 2020 versus 2022, election integrity. Everybody says one vote, one person. How are we going to make every American feel good that their vote counts?
I think it's so important that we tackle this, and we're seeing this across the country as state legislatures are really changing laws and making sure that things like voter ID, which most Americans agree with, are part of our election integrity process. And we know with COVID, Democrats use that to throw out a lot of safeguards to the election, and we can't let that happen again. So the RNC is already in 19 lawsuits protecting these new election laws that have been passed in Georgia, Florida, Texas, Iowa, and we're going to see more and more of that as we head into 2022. But these are really common sense measures being put in place, like bipartisan poll watchers, security at drop boxes, getting rid of ballot harvesting, and of course, the most important is showing an ID to vote.
And all the state legislatures are coming about and doing the right thing, so we don't have all the confusion we had last time?
Yeah, not every state legislature, but one of the great highlights of 2020, and I know we don't always feel that it was so great, was our Republicans picked up 135 state legislative seats and flipped three chambers. And so across the country, the majority of state legislatures are Republican, and they really are taking up the mantle of election integrity and making sure that common sense laws are being passed that make it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
So everybody's looking forward to 2022. They'll decide which way the Congress goes. And are the Republicans highly confident that, Americans are mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore?
Yes, so 2020, another thing that happened that most people don't realize is Republicans didn't lose an incumbent seat in the House, not one, but we picked up 15. Which means Nancy Pelosi's majority right now rests on five seats. We only need to pick up five heading into 2022. Texas is picking up two with redistricting. Florida's picking up one. North Carolina's picking up one. Redistricting is huge right now. You're going to see lots of battles in the courts. But beyond that, we are seeing the American people so mad. They don't like inflation. They don't like open borders. They don't like defund the police. They don't like CRT. And this is going to give us a great platform to win in 2022.
President Biden has been president now for almost 7 months. Tell us about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
It's pretty much been all ugly. I think we can all agree. I mean, look at our country right now. We are in such bad shape, especially with what President Trump did. We saw President Trump lead us to record low unemployment. He got us the vaccine with Operation Warp Speed. He fixed our borders. He took care of Israel. I mean, he was such a strong president. And now to have Biden do what he's done with our borders so porous, with inflation going up, everyone is paying more. Your dollar goes less far than it used to. Gas prices are up. People can't find people to work at their restaurants or their small businesses. It is a catastrophe what's happening in this country under Joe Biden. And that's why we need to win back the House and the Senate in 2022.
Now, there's the other question that comes up. Whose Republican Party is it? Is it still Donald Trump's Republican Party? Or is there a people that are trying to pull it in different ways?
You know, I always go back to the voters. And I think when you see the amount of people that show up to the rallies for President Trump and this 102 million fundraising hall, I think the voters in America, Republicans in America, would absolutely say the president's the most popular Republican and still leads the party.
We got another minute or so left. What would you like to tell the American people?
You know, get out, vote, go to GOP.com, get involved. Our country's at stake. It's not just Democrat versus Republican. It's Republican versus communism. They want to take your freedom to speech, a freedom of speech away, your freedom of religion. Our police are denigrating our country. They want to stack the Supreme Court, get rid of the filibuster. We won't recognize America if we don't win this next election. This is the time to get involved. Work to elect Republicans, and let's get out and vote in 2022.
Thank you again to Rona McDaniel. Thank you for coming on today, and thank you for working hard for the American people, and God bless you, and God bless America. We'll catch up again real soon.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
This is the Cats Roundtable. Be right back.